But yeah. I think I'd be more relieved, Mike, if I saw more participation.
Well, yeah, the turnout is always low in our local elections. That's very unfortunate.
Yeah, and if I thought that, you know, if I didn't say this yesterday, I surely meant to, that I think that people are still suffering some election fatigue from the last cycle, and I think that manifests itself in a certain level of disinterest. Unfortunately, it's disinterest in probably one of the more crucial elections when it comes to your personal life, your personal well-being.
Right, yeah. And, you know, an interesting little fact is this week I met with some folks from Kosovo, which is probably the newest democracy on the planet. It's a country that's been torn by war, civil war, and strife for many, many, many years. These folks were between the ages of 35 and 42. They are the cabinet of Kosovo, and on a United Nations grant, they're in the country, and the Rotary Club here got them to Carbondale because they wanted to see how small town governments work and get an idea of what that is. My point is, the turnout in their last election was 87%.
Yeah, and you wonder how things would operate if people were more invested, because I think when they're more invested, it's not just about election day either. It's about how they interact with their government all the other times.
They have a great appreciation for the ability to vote.
Right.
Like I said, they're a brand new democracy. We take it for granted.
Yep. So, and I think we take a lot of things for granted. And quality of life,
absolutely,
would be another one as well. Mike, you know, new makeup of the city council, anything when it comes to the makeup and the last night's election that you can share with us after last night?
Well, you know, I think we've got a good man who will be leaving the council. Lee Fronenberger has been a great resource for us. He's I refer to him as our professor and researcher, because he is always looking into what other cities are doing and bringing that information back to council to help us make our decisions, and we'll miss Lee. The new person coming on is Jeff Doherty, long time, maybe forever, Carbondale resident. He's a past city manager, been a good friend of mine for many, many years, and he will be a great resource for us. Our returning council members are Jessica Bradshaw and Carolyn Harvey, and they're both doing a good job and will continue to.
Yeah, one thing about Jeff Doherty, too, is since he's been city manager, he's been so involved with economic development, something that, you know, priority issue for you and the rest of the city council and the people of Carbondale.
Right, and he's currently executive director of Jackson Growth Alliance, which deals with economic development for the county.
Some benefits there. Mike, the announcement last week by SIU President Randy Dunn saying, look, you know, we're going to have to start lopping off limbs here. That's got to be troubling when you start looking at the number.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I know that, President Dunn really, really didn't want to have to write that letter. That's the situation we're in. It is dire straits. 30 million dollars in cuts, or was it 30 or 50? But and borrowing 20 from Edwardsville. So just to keep us afloat, you know, SIU Carbondale has expended all of its reserves, down to the legal point that it can, and we have other universities that are in the same situation or worse. We invited the people from Charleston, Illinois, Eastern Illinois University, all their mayor and department heads and city manager down last week, and they are in dire straits also.
Right.
They're just not sure what they're going to do.
And then I had Kathy McClanahan in this morning saying 3 months, Women's Center will have to close unless we see some type of stopgap funding. If they see some funding from the state, saying they've hit the end of the road too. I mean, there gets a point where you get It's a cumulative, you know, one thing here, one thing here, one thing here, and it starts. You start seeing as a body work, and you realize that this period of time we've gone without a budget, it's worn everybody out and their bank accounts.
Well, yeah, and you know, I tell people it's a good thing this bunch of legislators we have now were not the ones trying to write the Declaration of Independence and Constitution for this country, because it never would have gotten done.
Yeah.
There's always a compromise somewhere. There's always a solution somewhere. And my feeling is that these individual legislators need to step up, go against the governor, go against the leaders, Madigan and Cullerton, and get this budget done. They can do that if they would get together and do it. That's their job, and they need to get their stuff together and get it done.
And thing is I talked to Senator Schimpf yesterday, who had a town hall meeting in your town last Saturday.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't get a sense that there's any movement. I don't get a sense of it. I most definitely do not.
No, he called me on Saturday, and we talked for about half an hour. And and he's not alone. I talked to several other legislators, and they just had this feeling of helplessness, that they're resigned to doing what the governor and the leadership of the houses are telling them to do. And you know, they just have to man up. They're going to have to step up and get this done. Everybody knows we're going to have tax increases. The whole thing basically comes down to neither party wants to pull the trigger on tax increases.
And less willing to do so now more than ever, because this last election cycle yesterday represents the campaign period between now and, you know, 2 years from now for governor. And
that's going
to be the long shadow that everybody acts differently in the prospect of reelection.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
and their excuse has been, well, we have when the governor was elected, well, we have election coming up in 2 years. So 2018, they're going to use the same excuse over and over again. And I have a couple of good friends that are lobbyists in Springfield, been there for a long time. They're saying there won't be a budget in 2018 or 19. It'll be after the 2020 election.
I've been told that, too.
It's just unconscionable that this is going on.
That they plan to do it.
Yeah, right.
You know what I think, Mike, and I was thinking about this last night. You know, you got laws, you break laws, there's a punishment. Well, there's on the books, Constitution, budget, has to be done by X date, but there's no punishment. There's no sentencing. You break a law, if I am speeding, if I do something wrong, there's a consequence for it. Apparently, there needs to be a consequence for it.
Well, yeah, and they obviously they consider themselves above the law, which is an interesting dichotomy, sort of.
Right.
But they don't answer to anyone. I mean, our Constitution of the state, in my opinion, needs to be rewritten. I think the citizens need to have another constitutional convention and change it. And that's a huge undertaking, and I realize it'll probably never happen. But we have people leaving Illinois. We've had a lot of people leave Carbondale. And a big part of the reason is this dysfunctionality in Springfield.
Yeah, literally.
And of course, it's hurting our enrollment. You know, parents don't know if they enroll a freshman here, if their program that they want to graduate and get a degree in is going to be here in 4 years.
We have a long list of concerns that come out of this. And like I said, we'd like to see the light at the end of the tunnel in hopes that it's not a train. And that's where we find ourselves. You know, another issue. You know, I've been reading more on the Carbondale police officer shooting. Boy, I hate that so much of this is going on in the state over there where I can't stay on top of it closer to home. You know what I mean?
No.
It's weird how you see this personally at a certain point. You want to say, can't we get those guys back here?
Yeah, really.
you know, I'd like to get them here, but apparently, so you've been watching this, I'm sure, too. What are we seeing there? Because I know they said some more details that rolled out yesterday, and what I read of it was I guess there was one thing that kind of bothered me, describing a lake house with choppers in it, choppers being a reference to assault guns, assault rifles,
right.
Automatic weapons or something along that line. I mean, it's a slang term, so I don't know exactly what it is. But that's, I think people might be surprised that to know that that hitmen from Missouri come to Carbondale, and that appears to be just the case from some of the information.
Well, yeah, that's exactly what happened, and it was a retaliation, and it was apparently an ordered hit from an individual in Kansas that was slighted by someone here, and he ordered a hit on him, he or she, whoever it is.
Right.
And of course, we bore the brunt of it.
Right. Mike, still I see almost on a daily basis one organization or one town here or one there is doing more work on the upcoming eclipse. I think people are starting to get it, and I think they're getting it, you know, probably far enough in advance that they'll be more and more prepared. I read more and more people who want to do this and or that or provide areas to watch or have, you know, an area for vendors to be in the anticipation of large numbers of people. What are you seeing new in this organization or anything that gives you an encouragement that we really are prepared for an influx of people?
Well, our Eclipse Committee meets every other week now. And we're working closely with SIU. We, you know, initially a year ago, we weren't, but we are now, and that has helped a lot. We're making good progress. We're just trying to plan for every contingency. We're dealing with transportation. Our schools have they decided to close on that day, and which will help a lot just from logistics. We don't. One of the buses tied up and all this traffic trying to get our kids to and from school. But it'll also free up parking lots at our schools for people in town, you know, coming into town to be able to park.
Yeah.
And parking's going to be at a premium, so we're looking for all of it we can get our hands on. We've figured out the shuttle services to run regularly, probably by a ticket that lasts all day for X amount of dollars and ride the shuttle as much as you want to. That's going to go a long ways to help traffic in town because, we'll be parking out, you know, out of the downtown area. We'll have directional signs for parking, for all kinds of things with the Eclipse. They will all carry the Eclipse logo to help people get around town. We're going to have lots of food vendors, street vendors here. We're going to have music here. So we have a lot of good people working on this, and, you know, I said in the beginning, what we're doing is disaster planning, but we know when it's going to happen and where.
Right.
So that gives us a great big advantage to be able to make it a good experience for everybody.
Before I let you go, another piece of court action involving the shooting death of Tim Beatty, which hit the town pretty hard. Is Dwayne Dunn appearing in Jackson County Court last week with a plea of guilty to reckless discharge of a firearm? Some people thinking, come on now, wait a second. I mean, you know, thinking somebody died here. What's next here on this one, Mike, as you watch this?
Well, you know, I'm not sure why. I kind of felt the same way you did when I saw that, but we have good prosecutors in charge of it, and I think they probably just couldn't pin down that it was his bullet or something like that. I don't know.
Right.
And we know we had two other people involved in that. So I think it's good to get a conviction, and it'll put this person away for a while and get them off our streets and off the and basically they were from out of town anyway.
Right.
All these folks were.
Was that on Easter weekend?
Gosh, I don't remember for sure.
I know it's been almost literally a year.
It's been a year.
Yeah, and I'm thinking Easter weekend.
That's possible, but I really don't recall for sure.
But another one, and as Mike mentioned, two more people still involved. I mean, there's three total, my understanding. So this is not quite done yet as far as court action and all the punishment. Mike, before I let you go this morning, anything else we can share on the big city of Carbondale? Because, you know, I was in town past weekend, man, it's a pretty nice-looking hotel, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's coming along. They are on schedule to try to get it ready for the eclipse. Our downtown revitalization, moving the poles to the back will probably start to the back of the buildings, the light poles and all that probably start in the next week or so. We have bids in on sidewalks and plannings and everything for that, so we're on track to have, if not all of it, nearly all of it done by the time of SIU's move-in and eclipse weekend.
Right.
So.
Well, all we need really right now, same the people who are planning on working on the roads are thinking the same thing. We need a little cooperation with the weather. And with that hotel being in the state it's in right now, we need a little shelter from any high winds and any damaging high winds while these men and women get that hotel finished up as well. You know, it's weird, Mike. I think people may not remember or they take it for granted. I've noticed this. Things that are discomfort, when they go away, you don't really notice them anymore. And one of the things about Carbondale is, once upon a time, hard place to find a hotel room. Not the case anymore. That was one of the things that Carbondale really needed, and now we've got them. Whether we've got enough, I'd have to ask the mayor.
Well, yeah, it seems like we do. We don't have enough for the eclipse.
Right.
But we're going to be booked on everything we have there. But, yeah, we're probably, you know, when this new Hilton Hotel gets up and running, we're probably about where we need to be. But, you know, the free market determines that. If we have developers come in and want to build one, then I guess they'll build it.
Because, see, here's the weird thing. I mean, you've got SIU. You want to capture every dollar. But, well, why are they staying, the team staying in Mount Vernon or Marion? I want them in Carbondale. You know, I'm just trying to think like the mayor. If I've got this business engine, not that I'm cheap and don't want to share with my region. You and I both know about regionality, and it's something that areas come through over the last 30 years, we'll call it, probably closer to 40 it took to get, because it used to be very combative between towns. But I think, you know, now we see this regionality, but if you're coming to town to SIU, being able to accommodate our visitors on research, teachers, I mean, because there's a whole lot of thing besides visiting football teams.
Oh, sure. Yeah, and, you know, this Hilton is really something that both SIU and Southern Illinois Healthcare wanted in our downtown area, because they have so many consultants coming in all the time that are staying for a month or 6 weeks, 8 weeks at a time.
Right.
And so this has some extended stay amenities in it, so that people can, you know, be here for 2 or 3 weeks and be reasonably comfortable. So,
Mike, do you think that, you know, we've been watching some of these changes, but we have a tendency to do things we've always done. And we're, as a town, and as a region, and as a county, very reliant on SIU. And then after President Dunn's statements last week, did you envision all your eggs in one basket and thinking maybe that's not such a good idea?
Well, yeah, and, you know, I mentioned Southern Illinois Healthcare, and we're very fortunate to have them here. You know, that's a company that has grown from Memorial Hospital in Carbondale over 20 years ago. They started, and they are the second largest employer in Carbondale next to SIU. And they are a significant economic engine for us. So we're fortunate to have them. That said, we really don't want any further decline in SIU and in enrollment. I think we're going to see a decline again this fall, unfortunately. And it's mainly due to this dysfunction in the state.
My inside sources say 1,000 less.
Yes, that's probably conservative.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would think that's probably about right. So we just have to get this turned around somehow, but we have so many things going against us, and the biggest single factor is the lack of a budget from the state of Illinois. We can't plan. People are leaving Illinois. They're just going next door to Indiana, you know, to our neighboring states, but they just don't want to be here.
You know, it's interesting, Mike. I went to Evansville to visit a friend in the hospital prior to his death. And so I was pretty bummed on the trip anyway. But once I crossed the river heading to Evansville, I started noticing the overall complexion, the difference, the change. I'm so familiar with Southern Illinois. You go right across the river and you notice there's business. You see it. You see it in the form of semis at businesses. You see them being shipped out. You see it in the farms. You see business and parking lots full in front of them, making things, shipping things. You come across the river back into Southern Illinois, and you are definitely an inherently rural area with not much in the way of business outside of agriculture.
Well, yeah, and, you know, we're falling behind on infrastructure, not just new infrastructure, but maintaining infrastructure in Illinois. And all this time where we haven't had a budget, we also haven't had the revenues that we need over this two-year period, and we know we're going to have tax increases as well as some cuts, but we've given up billions of dollars of revenue because of the dysfunctionality of our legislators. And it gets worse every single day.
Carbondale Mayor Mike Henry. Mike, thanks for your time this morning. I wish we live on a higher note, but we're out of time. Next time we'll plan to try to leave on a high note. Okay, pal?
Well, we're talking about what's going on, and everybody understands it. So I've decided I'm going to speak out on it.
Yeah, you're just going to have to go ahead and just call it what it is, right?